The Entertainment.com podcast does not reflect the opinions of Entertainment Earth, its management, employees, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hello, and welcome to the show. My name is Adam, and this is the Entertainment.com podcast. Movies. This week, there's a lot of good movies coming out. Or rather, there's one really good movie coming out, and a few others that I don't follow and know what they are. Obviously, Spider-Man 3 is in theaters now, pretty much everywhere in the United States and around the world. So you'll probably want to go see that. I certainly do. I don't know if I'll get out, but I want to. Waitress, Away From Her, and Lucky You are also out there for people who don't want to go see Spider-Man. I want to go see Spider-Man, and I assume you do too. So, yeah, go check that out, or maybe you're in line for it right now. Toys, toy news. We have some good toy news. Last week we talked about a G.I. Joe San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. It turns out that the figure is indeed the legendary Pimp Daddy Destro, a figure that was originally made as a repaint in the 1990s with leopard fur trim and some pink. The new version is a superposable 25th anniversary Destro mold, repainted with leopard gold bling helmet and all that stuff. And he has a mighty back of his hand for slapping people around. Pricing has not been determined, and we're not entirely sure what the parameters are to get one, but it will be available at the show. You can see it at GIJoeClub.com. Transformers. The rest of the BotCon set has been revealed. You get Dirge, Thrust, Thundercracker, Dreadwind, and Bugbite. And it'll cost you about $300 for the box set and admission to the show. You can also order an absentee set for about $300, and I believe that includes shipping. So if you need some neat Transformers, you can see those at BotCon.com. Also, prototype images of an Alternator's Rodimus / Hot Rod toy are showing up. It's the Ford GT that was used for Mirage, but it's painted up in Hot Rod colors with apparently a new head. I totally want this. It looks like it might be a Comic-Con exclusive, but no one's confirming anything yet. I expect to see it at a convention somewhere this summer, and I plan to have money out and ready to buy one. As far as other toys go, if you like Transformers, the Classics and Cybertron toys are now going on clearance at many Target and Walmart stores for about 30% off. Your prices will vary from store to store and area to area, but it's worth taking a look, because if you want an Optimus Prime or a Jetfire or something like that, now's as good a time as any to buy them on the cheap. They're both excellent toys, and they can be yours for a good price. Star Wars. Star Wars is, of course, heating up because of the 30th anniversary in a couple weeks, and the big convention also in a couple weeks. Does anyone have an extra ticket? Because I didn't get one. Pretty much everything's quiet, and there's not much new to announce. But there are new items hitting retail all the time, so if you haven't found the new Star Wars Transformers, Wave 2 of the 30th anniversary figures, or any of that stuff, you might want to go out and start looking. Bring your wallet. And also, Hasbro has confirmed a pre-cyborg version of General Grievous is coming out in their most recent Q&A sessions. I know I look forward to seeing how it does at retail and how it's going to turn out, so you might want to keep your eye open for that. Video games. Wii owners will be able to download the original Castlevania game this week, so if you haven't looked on that virtual console channel, get Castlevania. It's worth it. It's totally cool. Xbox 360 owners will be able to look forward to the original two Tron arcade games in the coming weeks. That's good news for both of you who are interested. And word on the street is that a new PlayStation 3 revision is already in the works. Kind of like how we got an upgraded Xbox with the Xbox 360 Elite. This new PlayStation 3 is going to have new features and enhancements and doodads, and if you're still waiting to get one, maybe you should keep waiting. It's supposed to be even better than the ones that are out now. 300. As you know, a lot of people out there are really excited by 300 because it's a big, cool movie with lots of stuff in it. Also, it's worth noting that there's going to be Halloween costumes for it. You might say, why do I care? I don't dress up for Halloween. I'm old. Well, Halloween costume manufacturers make a lot of prop replica type items in their lines. So, for example, there's a Devo hat or there's the V for Vendetta mask. And because they're made by a Halloween costume manufacturer, they're like $10 instead of $50. For 300, they just introduced a PVC shield, a war sword, a Spartan spear, a Spartan sword. Let me go keep looking at the next page here. And that's about it. So these items are available for pre-order at Entertainment Earth. You can find them at your favorite Halloween costume stores if they've restocked with 2007 product. But basically, if you're looking for a sword or shield on the cheap, check out those stores. You might find a really good item for a pretty good price because, you know, if you want a nice replica, you don't necessarily need the $300 one when the $10 one will suffice. However, the $300 ones are very nice too. And if you have the money, you should totally buy them at Entertainment Earth because why not, really? New at Entertainment Earth. This week we have new things and things that are new, which are the same things. So As you just heard, we got some new 300 items we put up on the site for Halloween costumes. They are not in stock yet, but they'll be available very soon. Entertainment Earth has added new weekly specials today. I could tell you what they are, but that would kill the fun. So you need to go to entertainmentearth.com and click on the weekly specials banner and see what it is we've just added. There are new anime figures. There are new Justice League figures. There are new everything, except for Star Wars. There really is not much new Star Wars. Well, actually, no, that's not true. There's a new Master Replicas full-size Stormtrooper helmet replica for $399.99. It's pretty awesome. It's just like in the movie, and it's you can wear it. It's cool. And there are new comic books. There are new all kinds of stuff. So it's totally worth your while to check out entertainmentearth.com for some of the latest and the greatest. Don't forget, there are Big Lebowski action figures for pre-order. And also, this is not quite ad, but also content, I got to see the first finished factory samples of the bobbleheads for the Dude from the Big Lebowski. They are great. They turned out very nice. If you haven't ordered yours yet, you're probably going to want to. I'm not sure how limited these are going to be, but they could end up being very limited. So if you want them, you should order them. Tell your friends, tell your favorite store to order them from EE Distribution. It'll be worth it. And they're only $12.99 each. That's a pretty good price. And what else we got? That's it. Don't forget to order your favorite Spider-Man 3 items, too, because the movie's out, and that means this weekend everybody's going to be going, oh, I got to buy a Spider-Man toy! And if your stores are out, or if you just don't want to go to the stores at all, entertainmentearth.com has Spider-Man items for your shopping convenience. Thank you for listening to this shameless plug. Okay, boys and girls, it's time for Toy of the Week. As it's almost always, it's now a Star Wars toy again. This week we're looking at Star Wars Action Figure Comic Packs Wave 2. These are sets that are sold for, depending on where you buy them, $10 to $20. You get two action figures and a full-size reprint of a comic book for a very good price. Frankly, I think these are some of the best deals on the market today because, you know, for about $5 a figure, you can't do better than that. So I'm going to start off with, I'm reaching through my collection pile here. First one we're going to look at is Star Wars number 4. This is a Marvel Star Wars comic book that has been reprinted in very high quality. If you've ever seen the old Marvel comics that came on newsprint, I think it's the first time an individual number 4 issue has been created on high quality paper. This set has R2-D2 and Luke Skywalker in Stormtrooper disguise. The comic book itself has ads for other Dark Horse and Hasbro products. It's pretty spiffy. And the figures are pretty nice. R2-D2 is as close to super articulated as you're going to get for an R2-D2. He has moving ankles, jointed legs, a twisting dome that when you twist his dome, he has a third leg that fully retracts, and he has a light-up eye port. The coloring is extremely weird. It's a little bit of black, a little bit of blue. Well, the black's kind of more of a glittery gray color. It's interesting. Actually, the droid doesn't necessarily look like R2-D2 so much as he looks like a generic astromech droid. So if you're looking to add a new droid to your collection stash, this is a good one. Although I should point out that it's kind of weird because the legs have absolutely no paint on them, but the feet do. And the dome isn't really painted, it's just kind of a white color. So for customizers, you might really dig this one too, because if you want a droid to paint, this is as close as you can get to a plain white astromech droid on the market today. I think it's really cool to have, even if you don't like the comic book style figures they've been releasing, because it fits in with your dioramas. It's just a weird, neat figure. And Luke in the Stormtrooper disguise is pretty cool as well. He is a super poseable Stormtrooper. It's actually that vintage Stormtrooper body, if you're familiar with those. So he's got 14 points of articulation, a removable helmet, and an all-new Luke Skywalker head sculpt. It's the, except for the blue coloring, it would be the best Luke Skywalker Stormtrooper figure ever made. He's got silver markings on his gun. He's got blue shadows and shading all over his helmet and armor. Red eye lenses, a red mouth, and yeah, it's a good figure. The waist joint on mine is a little loose. It kind of rattles. But other than that, it's as perfect as you can expect from a figure. I mean, there's really nothing else you can ask out of Hasbro in a Stormtrooper body mold right now. So assuming this is perfection, why not pick one up? It's a good set. $10. Can't go wrong. Okay, next we're going to put that away and open the next box because I have these things just in tackle boxes because it's easy to store them that way. Let's look at Star Wars Republic number 55. Star Wars Republic number 55 is a Clone Wars comic book featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin, and a bunch of clone troopers fighting on the planet Jabim, which you've never heard of unless you read the comic books. The figures are great. It comes with Obi-Wan Kenobi and ARC Trooper Alpha. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a hybrid of new and old parts. The, well, if you're really anal about this stuff, and I am, you'll recognize that the upper torso is from the Revenge of the Sith pilot Obi-Wan, as are the legs. The arms and head are new, as is the cloak and the lower cloth skirt piece. So this figure actually has a cloth skirt, so in theory he could sit down, but he has a hard plastic cloak, so even if you have his legs in the seated position, there's a giant cloak extending straight down, and he's not going to be able to fit in a vehicle. So it's good and it's bad for that respect. However, he is pretty much super articulated. He's got 14 joints, so you can pose him in a variety of nice ways. He includes a lightsaber and an interchangeable head. He has a regular, more or less Attack of the Clones style head, as well as what can be best affectionately referred to as a gimp mask. It is one of those Sith torture hoods in another issue of the series. Being included in this set, though, is just kind of baffling. I don't think you're necessarily going to know what it comes from unless you've read the comic books. Even if you have, it's sort of like, eh, you really didn't need to include that in there. But it is a nice bonus accessory. And the mask head and the regular head are both fully interchangeable with the 2005 pilot Obi-Wan Kenobi, the 2006 Saga Collection Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the 2007 Final Battle with Grievous Utapau Obi-Wan Kenobi that comes with a coin. So if you like to do head swapping, boy, are you in luck, because you can turn this into a really cool Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi too. So, hey, keep that in mind. It comes with the Revenge of the Sith style Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber, where in the comic he did not have that lightsaber, so it's not 100% accurate, but eh, who cares, it's pretty cool. ARC Trooper Alpha is basically the Evolutions clone trooper from Episode 3 with a new helmet, retooled lower legs, a new shoulder pad, and a new belt. It's a good figure. It has the 14 points of articulation. The removal helmet's kind of a tight fit. Actually, getting it off is a little tricky. The rangefinder is not movable. That's a little antenna on the helmet, so if you're expecting it to go down so it can take better aim at his enemies, he can't do that. And, yeah, it looks really, really good. I actually would love to see a repaint of this figure in perhaps red or some other color. The gun is the same as the original ARC Trooper action figure with lots of paint on it. So if you look down its barrel, you'll see that the sight is painted bright red. The strap is painted gray, and bits of the gun are painted in a gunmetal color. So it looks like Hasbro actually spent money decorating the weapons, which is shocking. I mean, these are supposed to be cheap sets that aren't, you know, decked out with bells and whistles because you get two figures for 10, 11 bucks. But they're doing a fine job. These are both really good figures. I would say that the other set is one that you should get. This is one that if you like Expanded Universe figures or want a really good Obi-Wan Kenobi figure, you have to get this set. Just don't even think about not getting it. Just get it. If you don't have it, order it online right now. Entertainment Earth has various cases on order. But the next set is the one that the comic book fans are drooling over, and that is Star Wars number 19 from Dark Horse. This set features Quinlan Vos with, I believe it's pronounced, Phil Margrark. I really have no idea how it's supposed to be pronounced because I've never heard anyone say it. I'm a fan of both characters, especially Villy, who's a devil-like alien from the Cantina. That species, but he's more of a bounty hunter, smuggler, rogue kind of guy. Let's start off with Villy. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points of articulation, a working holster, a removable bandolier, ball-jointed head, and all that stuff. So he's a very good figure. Some fans are complaining he has no jointed knees or ankles. It'd be nice if he had them, but he doesn't need them. The hands are a little big, but it works. He can hold guns and stuff. He has dog tags sculpted on him. Basically, the figure looks exactly like he looks in almost every comic appearance. It's excellent. The gun is cool and a new sculpt. I at first thought it was from something else. It is not. The face is a little dirty. The horns are a little high on the head, so he looks a little weird compared to the comic, but it's still a fine figure. His grin could be a little bit pointier, but again, still a very good figure. Because you'll probably never get another Villy figure, you'll probably want this one. And of course, he's a completely new sculpt, if I didn't mention that. There are no recycled parts, as far as I can tell, on this figure. And I can say the exact same thing about Quinlan, which has, again, the 10 points of articulation, no knee or ankle articulation. He also has a working holster, a lightsaber with movable blade, ball-jointed shoulders, ball-jointed neck, all that great stuff. The figure is designed more like his appearances in the later comic books. He's not in Jedi robes. He's in sort of an armor thing. He's got the star logo on his shoulder, but he doesn't have any straps holding it there. He's got his tattoos, and there's nowhere on his belt to plug in a lightsaber, unfortunately. Most Jedi figures recently have had that hole. This one does not. The figure can sit fairly well because the rubber used for the lower robes is very pliable. The skin color seems a little pale. It could be a little bit darker, but other than that, it's a great figure. All you fans have been demanding this figure for years, which is a lot of you, should probably go and get one. Fun piece of trivia, this comic pack was actually in production before they held this big Fans Choice contest last year at Toy Fair magazine, where they said, okay, Star Wars fans, we want you to vote for any figure you want from anywhere in the saga, and the number one choice gets made. Well, the number one winner was Quinlan Vos, who I hold in my hand right now, but since he was already in production, they decided to make the number two winner, which was Darth Revan from Knights of the Old Republic, which is a video game on the Xbox, which some of you have played, and some of you, like me, have not. So that could be very exciting when he comes out in, I believe the rumor is, Wave 5. But obviously, that could be a while. So overall, these comic packs are excellent. For the money, they're very good because for about $30, $33, you get six action figures and three comic books. And for the record, these comics were $2.99 in the stores originally, and an average Star Wars action figure is $7 or $8, especially when you have new sculpts, or at least mostly new sculpts like these. It's kind of hard to turn down. I mean, they're really good figures, unless you don't collect Star Wars, in which case they're really, really easy to turn down, and you should do so. So that's this week's Toy of the Week, and that about wraps it up for this week's show. My name is Adam Paulus. I have gone on for not too long today, but if I keep rambling, I really have nothing much else to add. Don't forget to check out your local stores this week, because a lot of items, including, for some reason, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End merchandise, is going on clearance at Target. This stuff just came out, it's from the movie, and there's like big play sets already down to 30% off for no good reason. So if you're going to buy this stuff anyway, you've only got a couple of weeks before it goes away forever at Target stores. So happy hunting. My name is Adam Paulus. You can email me at adam@16bit.com. I will be working all weekend, so I'll probably be able to answer your email. So I will talk to you later. Don't forget to download other episodes of this fine podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do me a favor and tell a friend, because there's not a lot of promotion for podcasts other than word of mouth. And really, any help you could give us would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. See you next time. Good day.